the title, Life Beyond Understanding. And I don't take these things lightly. I just didn't throw something together. So it really means something. And tonight, I'm going to be talking quite a bit about spontaneous life. And just so you know, if you do have a question or you're troubled by something that you've heard, these meetings aren't really open where we have discussions. So if you have a question or something's bothering you, please, by all means, come and see me or Robert or Gary and talk to us. You know, I'd be glad to share with you one-on-one. But we've got a lot of people listening, so we don't really want to have disruptions that way, if that's okay. And I think usually that's not the case, but I've said a lot of things, and what's really overwhelmed me in preparing, you know, for this weekend is understanding there is an absolute truth that when it's heard deep within you will produce an atmosphere that will purge all of your history. In one wave of the hand, we'll shut down all the complaining of what we think's right and wrong about the world. It will still that voice. And it'll bring peace and rest to your soul. Now, that sounds pretty amazing. And it isn't something that's some kind of a long diatribe where you've got to go in and read a book or listen to a video. It's just four words. And I really want to spend a lot of time tonight talking about that. And as Gary said, you know, I can tell you right now, it's beyond understanding. You will never, ever get this with your mind. I promise you. It has to be heard somewhere else so that it stills you. And those four words are, nothing is out of order. Oh, Mike, you've said that before. Yeah, I know I have. But I can tell you that I know that it's not been heard deep within. I know that. And because when you try to look at it with your mind, it never, ever will make sense. And it's not supposed to. And I would, you know, at least where I'm at today, it's the most powerful words I could tell you. If we got up right now and everybody went home and you kept hearing that and let it come into your space and speak to you, you would be transformed. Nothing is out of order. Nothing has ever been out of order. And nothing will ever be out of order. What does that mean? I mean, what does that mean to you? And usually, when you hear that, it blows your mind. I had quite a few people already saying, you know, they can't wait to get their minds blown tonight. You've got to bring it into your own space and hold on to this. You're never going to figure it out by watching the news or listening to your own newsreel of what you think's going on in the world. And that's the most difficult one because we've all got our own unique newsreels that are playing. And we've got our prejudice and our opinions. And if that noise is going on, you're not going to be able to hear this. And once you leave the space, your own space, let's say you were standing there and I could put this like globe over you, you know, and you could no longer hear or see or even remember anything that's taken place outside of that glass. It's just you on a desert island with your memory gone. You couldn't judge anything. There'd be no reference to it. So where does judgment come from, our history? All judgment, all opinions about what we think's going on, and there's been a lot of noise lately. A lot of noise about a lot of things going on. And I'm not saying that it isn't happening, but I'm saying you'll never understand what I'm telling you, that nothing's ever out of order, if you're looking at those things and trying to make sense with it. It just will never happen. And that's why it's beyond understanding. You're never going to be able to figure it out. So if you leave your space that you're in, that I'm trying to create for you, it's impossible to realize this. So nothing's out of order. You can lose this feeling really quick as soon as you try to apply it to the outside world. And at best, when you do that, you're just going to move into a world of forgiveness. It starts to mean something else. And your judgment comes in then and steals it away. It gets totally distorted by these ideas of right or wrong. And, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper. I haven't done that in a long time. But Jesus said a lot of wonderful things, especially in some of his parables, that didn't make sense to those that were listening and doesn't really make a lot of sense even now. But what did he say about when you try to take the cares of this world into you? What did he say? Chokes out the truth. It chokes out the truth. Yep. So you've got to forget about the outside world. And how are you ever going to realize this when you're trying to manage that? It just is impossible. So I did a Facebook post just talking about forgiveness. And I said, if we have to forgive anything, we're really playing the role of God, of reward and punishment. And when identity vanishes, there's no longer anything left to forgive because we just don't take it personal anymore. So another way to look at this, which I think is synonymous with that there's nothing out of order, is for us to just look at what is spontaneous life. And I've been in that place. It's a strange place. And it's been very hard for me, having a business, to just sit there and just watch things unfold without being in some sense of anxiousness or fear or worry. I'm not saying that I'm immune from these things, but the only life there is spontaneous life. It's the only real life there is. And when we understand that, it can really help us understand that nothing's ever out of order, because this life can't be controlled. This life that's exploding every second spontaneously, there's no way to control that. It's not a thought, for one thing. And I thought about it before, what would it be like just to jump in an RV and to take off and not have anywhere to go without any deadlines? Just like go and say, we don't know where the hell we're going to go. We're just going to go. We're just going to cover our eyes and point and just go somewhere and see what happens. No expectations whatsoever. Now, how fun would that be? Would that be exciting? You guess somebody comes up and drops you off with, you know, $100,000, said travel the world, you know, and get back to me. Of course, you're not with an RV, you're going to get stopped at the edge of the water, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm in.
Just go. And how, you, that's pretty simple, right, to understand what that would feel like, I think. You guys got an RV?
Don't believe it.
No deadlines, no defined goals. I think we're on to something. Aren't we? We on to something? I'm telling you that that is real life. That's real living. It cannot be controlled in any way. And that's part of our problem. It's with our anxieties and fears, we reach out into the future and want to control what isn't even here yet. Nothing's out of order in that place. Never has been. Never will be. It's this kingdom of spontaneous life, I'm saying to you that nothing's ever out of order. Spontaneous life isn't something that you can do. It's something that happens to you. You're not in control of it. It's something that happens to you. Life, spontaneous life, is living itself through you. Every second, it's living itself through you. And it doesn't care about what's going on in politics or in the world. It doesn't even know anything about it. It has no past. It's spontaneous life. How could it have a past? It has no future. Every second, it's this. It's spontaneous life. And I'm telling you, it's happening whether you agree with me or not. It's happening anyway. It is happening. And I know some of you have expressed back to me a real deep understanding about this. I know some of you have, and I know some of you haven't. And I'm not here to judge anybody, but I want you to enjoy a spontaneous life. I want you to enjoy this thing that has no plans and has no goals and has no directions. Wouldn't that be something just to get up every morning and just listen and just wait? You know, and I think we just get nervous about those things, you know, because of our problems and our suffering and our difficulties. And I'm going to talk more about suffering on Sunday, but I'm not waving my hand like I've got some kind of badge for having the most bruises. But I'm telling you, in suffering, in deep suffering, you want to know what it does? It purges your damn mind. I'm telling you right now, you get a hammer out and hit your knee as hard as you can, and I'm telling you, you won't be able to think about a thing. Your knee will be throbbing. And when I've got in a rut and when I've got into difficult situations, this suffering has come up and delivered me from that situation. And it's not all parts of suffering. There's many types of suffering. But I'm talking mostly about pain. But there's always pain with suffering. And we're going to get into that more that I think will help you. Sunday, we'll talk about that a little bit more and expand into it a little bit. But spontaneous life is all there. It's all there is. And if I can demonstrate to you that nothing's out of order in this moment, I can bring these two things together for you. I mean, I don't want to tell you to think about it because you can't think about it, but what's it like to know that there's nothing out of order? It's got to quiet you. It has to quiet you down. It has to. And it happens in a place that is beyond understanding. It happens down here somewhere. That's all I can tell you. And I can tell you that I'm experiencing that in my life. And I can share with you what that means. I'm going to do that towards the end here, just tell you what it's meant to me. Spontaneous life is all there is. We know there's, this is another thing that you can't wrap your mind around, is that there's no such thing as passing time. Talk about blow your mind. That makes absolutely no sense at all to this. But in this spontaneous life, there's this gal, you guys, maybe some of you are Facebook friends with her. She's in South Africa. What's her name? I forgot it already. Anyways, she's talked about getting wrapped up in her art and her paintings and stuff, and she just disappears when she's doing that. Time disappears, goals disappear, any kind of purpose or plan, it all just disappears. Well, what she's got going on is the spontaneous life is happening. It's beautiful. And that is all there is. That's the only life there is, you guys, is what I'm telling you. And I want you to come there with me, and I want you to be there with me. But you'll never be there with your commentary of the world in any degree. It won't happen. I'm just telling you. And it's not very popular when I say those things. It's so, so simple that we miss it. And it's so simple that the key is to realize you'll never understand it. Don't try to make sense out of it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter.
That's why we miss it. That's why we're missing it. Is because it's so simple. And things happen, situations happen, we get commenting, and right away we spring out into the future. And I can tell you, when you're in the future, you're always trying to control. A lot of reasons for that, and it's okay, but I just want to tell you where you're at. It's all right. But if you're in fear or expectations or worry, you're trying to control. And it really isn't a lot of fun. I mean, if you're honest with yourself, there's a lot of excitement that's going on. But it's so, so simple. That's why it can't be understood. So if you find yourself in a rut, and I've been in ruts, you know, I had to drag my dog out of some ruts a week ago, you know, and I got in trouble.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to come out. Got some sin or something down there, and I mean, that was it. Well, you get stuck. And suffering will come and unstick you. It does. So don't run from it. Embrace it. Figure out in your suffering how to be grateful and thankful, and it quiets you down. I promise you. I don't want to get into a lot of details, but it's been a pretty rough last 14 months in this home in a lot of ways, too many ways. And it's taught me to be still. It's taught me to be grateful. It's taught me to be thankful. It's taught me that I can't control a damn thing. It's been the best thing for me to realize I can't control a damn thing. And we are not in control of anything. And so you can get your little groups together and have little parties about how you agree with this and that going on in the world, but I'm just telling you, it's a waste of energy. Total waste of energy. If you like wasting your energy, have at it. But I don't do that anymore. And it's not because I've accomplished it. It's not because, you know, he's some great guy. I'm telling you, it's happened through suffering. It's just quieted me down and learned just to shut the hell up and listen. And in that place, revelation comes here. In this place, it's got nothing to do with understanding. You don't have to figure it out. There is nothing to figure out. blow your mind. Beep. There's absolutely nothing to figure out. And it hasn't worked real well. Okay? It really hasn't. Okay? So give it up. If you like listen to the sound of your own voice, go ahead, you know. I'm just telling you, it's just a waste of energy. I don't want to say a waste of time because we don't believe in time here, so I can't say that. I had to scratch that out and put energy, you know, in my notes. Okay, wait. Don't contradict yourself here, Nevins. So simple, guys. Can you hear me? How simple this is? Huh? There's no rocket science going on here. This isn't rocket science. It really isn't. When I talk to people about simply being aware of what is this spontaneous life, what is right now, just being aware of that, the mind right away thinks there's a practice or a process or a journey. If you talk about your journey, you're talking about passing time. You know, everybody get together and compare notes. We're not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying it's not taking you anywhere. It's not a place where you're going to find peace to sit around and talk about your journey. Mostly it's bragging. So, again, what can I say? I know these things for myself, or I wouldn't stand up here. I don't want to speak words to you. I don't want to waste anything that has to do with you being here or being together. That's why we don't really get together a lot, because I don't want to just get up and blab about stuff. So the purest definition I can give you is that being aware of what is has absolutely no process to it. There's nowhere to go. There's no plans. There's no goals. There's no set point. We're back in the RV again. Hammered the gas. Where are we going? I don't know. Let's just see what happens. Huh? I really have wanted to do that. I'm serious. So that's the purest definition of life beyond understanding, is just sharing with you that there's nothing out of order. Now, all of you can remember that. And all of you can remember, at least, if this is all you get the whole weekend, all of you can remember, if you find yourself in a difficult situation, just say to yourself, nothing is out of order here. If you got to get a ball-peen hammer, go ahead. You know, the Gnostics did that, you know, the mystical Gnostics. They did that. They continually abused their body to purge themselves. Now, they were out of whack with it. You know, they thought somehow it made them purified, and they just ended up with a bunch of bruises. But you're not in control of that either. And believe me, I know that. Spontaneous life, it's this. It's right now. This is it. It cannot be controlled or manipulated in any way. Spontaneous life can't be controlled, can't be manipulated. There would be a huge sigh around the world if that's heard. It's huge relief. Spontaneous life can't be controlled. Nothing's out of order, ever. And when I first heard this, I still had a God, so it didn't last too long. But I remember when I heard this the first time, wiped my history out. Completely wiped my history out. And all I can tell you is tears came over me, and I realized I never made a mistake.
That's good news.
There's more we can talk about with that, why that's true. But realizing that, you know, I've never made a mistake. I've never been in control. Because it's the only thing you can understand when things don't make sense to you. When it doesn't make any sense, find this place I'm telling you about that's never, ever out of order. And there you will find spontaneous life. That's where you'll find it. And this is the gateway to that place. So if you, you know, we get hung up. I get hung up. I'm not special. I'm not any different. I get hung up. And I think I'm going to start carrying ball peen hammers around with me. You know? I don't know what to say. It's just unbelievable. That's all I can tell you. And it's working. It's working on its own, without me. I'm like, you've had out-of-body experiences. You know, you're sort of standing and watching. What the hell is he doing? I don't know. I have no idea what that crazy guy's doing. And I didn't either. There was two of us having a conversation. I'm serious, a heart attack. This happened to me. I like was up looking at myself, you know. And it was an amazing feeling. And I was going through some of the most tragic, deep, painful suffering in my life. And that's what happened to me. I called it my salvation experience. I mean, it happened in 1980. I didn't understand it, I'll be honest with you. I didn't understand it like I do today. But it was unbelievable, and it was the most painful thing I'd ever went through. Bruce. Oh, Bruce, baby. Hello, Bruce, baby. Brucey, baby. I couldn't believe he said this on Facebook. I couldn't believe he said this because I'm going, Bruce, you're looking at my notes. This is what he said. Love what you can't control because you can't control anything. Isn't that something? Is that beautiful? Love what you can't control because you can't control anything. Now, if you're listening to me right now, there should be some peace starting to well up in you. Especially if you've come in here with some baggage. You've never made any mistakes. I'm telling you guys, I had a track record, okay? So when that thing left me, it was quite, I had quite some streamers on it. But this word came and it just, poof. I was laying in bed one night and it hit me and I was just shaking my head. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Because why? It's beyond understanding. It doesn't make any sense to this. But it overtook me down here. And it was just like a tsunami. And it just purged me. And it purified me. There was no one left to blame anymore. Bruce, thank you. Love what you can't control because you can't control anything, okay? Great. Thank you, Brucey. Expectations. I realized a couple weeks ago that expectations creates depression. Yeah. So the depression of expectations. We spend a lot of time in this depression and trying as hard as we can to get ahead of the clock, right? We're pushing to operate out in the future just ahead of this spontaneous life. That's why it doesn't work. There's nothing out there, and we're trying to, whew, it's like, oh. Expectation, depression of expectations. How do I know this? Well, I see fear in it, I see worry, I see frustration. They all come from this depression of our expectations. These things can only live in the sense of a future time. There's nothing there. There's no life there. It doesn't even exist anyway. That's how simple it is. It does not exist. This place out in the future that we're dreaming about. Get back in your RV. Go to the hardware store and get you a case of ball peen hammers and head off. I want you to tell me. Okay, show me some pictures of some kneecaps that are bruised, you know. It'd be wonderful. I really would. It'd be wonderful to hear that. Maybe you can hold back on the ball peen hammer, just pretend, you know. Get you a little piece of foam and, pff, say, oh, yeah, that would have hurt. So I'm listening. I know it would hurt. I'd have known it. I know it would hurt. Because we believe that time's ticking away, we really believe we can control spontaneous life. It totally crucifies the belief that there's free will and free choice. Totally crucifies it. I've had a lot of lessons on that. I don't want to get into that a lot tonight, but it absolutely crucifies it. Another mind blower. You have no control. Zero. All there is spontaneous life. It cannot be controlled. Ever. Ever. But we believe time's ticking away. Einstein said, there was no distinction between the past, the present, and the future. He saw it in his microscope. That's something. He saw it in the world of physics. Mind-blowing. There's no distinction between the past, the present, and the future. Everything's one. And this oneness can only be felt in this spontaneous life where nothing is ever out of order. Ever. I'm sounding like a preacher, aren't I? I'm going to stand up. Hit something. Nothing's ever out of order. The distinction between the past, the present, and the future does not exist. We're on a roll, I think. In a pretend world, in of passing time, purposes and goals are perfectly appropriate. But in the rush to find a better situation in time, we smother over this beautiful presence of life that's presenting itself to you every moment. It gets smothered over. It can't be appreciated. It can't be enjoyed. There can't be this rest of being in my RV and having no place to go. Maybe you all remember that. We'll see, picture everybody run out and get an RV, you know, next week. Here I go. Yeah. So, spontaneous life is its own purpose. Spontaneous life is in charge, but it's controlling nothing. It's everything all the time. It's this. It's right now. It's full. It's complete. It's boundless. without any direction or any plans. Back in the RV again. I didn't think I'd get that much traction out of that. That's good. I like that RV thing. I sort of threw that in at the last minute, you know.
Lots of traction.
How could everything have a plan when it's all there is? Everything. Nothing's excluded when you say nothing's ever out of order. Nothing is ever out of order. It excludes nothing. It's the purest truth you could ever embrace. The purest truth. It's absolute truth, isn't it? Nothing's ever out of order. That's absolute truth. You can stick that in any keyhole you want and have it bring peace to your life. Now, you might be swaling around and cussing and doing some things, you know, but it's calmed me down. It really has. I love this book, I Am That. I've told everyone about it. A few of you have gotten it. You can get it for free online. And a few people have taken me up on it. It's a college course in truth. And I'm not complaining when I'm saying that, but if this is something that we've studied and meditated our whole life instead of the Bible, which is full of dualistic garbage, and get with Robert, he'll tell you. He knows the thing backwards and forwards. It's full of dualism. But I Am That. There's some a little bit of dualistic thought in there, but there's so many wonderful nuggets in there. And this is one of them. And he's talking about spontaneous life, and he says, just step aside and see how effortlessly and efficiently life functions without your worry and frustration. The picture becomes crystal clear. Nice. I like that. Mikey likes that. I hear it. I feel it down here. There's no words. There isn't some kind of algebra problem to figure out. It just overtakes you. And it brings a peace that just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Beyond understanding. Wow. We're sticking to the title, aren't we? I had somebody come and say, well, this sounds like predestination. And I said, well, I'm going to read to you what I wrote to him. It was a Facebook thing. I said, there's no predestination. If there was, there would be something destined or planned. There is nothing planned because there's no future. There is no past, there's only this, I said. All there is isness. A couple is in there. All there is isness, being. It's not going anywhere. It can't be known. And the problem for the seeker is that they're looking for something to know, wanting to figure it out, wanting to control it, like peace, like silence, like presence, awareness, detachment. It thinks it can know that thing and have it and own it, but that's the dilemma. As it can never know or be this or control this spontaneous life we're talking about. Now, I felt it, guys. I felt spontaneous life. And it's amazing to me. It does blow my mind that with all of the things, you know, I've got a factory that have 30 people working for me, and it was stripped from me. All control was stripped from me. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was hard to see that when it started. And so when you're entering into a situation of suffering and trouble, it's really hard to see this. But even some of the most difficult things in the world, people have said they've seen how it's worked in their lives. Years later, we'll bring all that into right now. Realize it's now. And it will never be later. And it will get rid of all the torment that comes from not understanding it. It's amazing. Just beautiful. Amazing stuff. Heard people say, get a life. Right? Well, guess what? There's no life to get, so you can relax. It's already happening. Hello. Hello. Come in. It's already happening. You can't get a hold of it. The moment you tie the gabbit, it's gone. The next moment's here. So you can't really even comment on it. And if you're commenting on stuff, complaining about things, you don't understand what I'm talking about here. Okay? I'm sorry. You just don't understand it. And I'm sorry for you. Because it's not life. It's gnashing of teeth. I put a post up just not too long ago. I said, I'm not going to comment on what's going on in the world. I have no interest in it at all. And it was the most popular post I ever put up. I got way over 100 likes. That shocked me. I thought I'd get 2. Because, I mean, I'm looking around on walls and stuff, and I'm going, holy shit, man, this is a mess. You know? And I just, geez. I just said, it doesn't get me. It's not getting me. Okay? I'm not going to let it get me. I know, I think Sally and I, where's Sally?
She's snoozing, I think.
Snoozing Sally?
She didn't sleep all night.
Okay. Well, Sally said, I see everything as complete. I don't watch the news. You know, and there's no rules, guys. There's no rules. We can observe all these things. John Willicks is talking about observing, but don't get hooked into it.
Yes.
Just don't hook into it. Okay, doesn't mean you got to go hide out somewhere in some hole. Just realize it's not reality. So, instead of pushing and pushing for change and trying to live in this depression that's created your expectations, just relax. It's fun to relax. Tension, stress produces a lot of problems. So here's another one. I'm going to ratchet it up now. We're going to blow the third mind if you've got one left, okay? There's no you that has a life. Because all there is life. And it includes you, but it ain't you. Well, right. That's Sally saying amen.
She's great.
It was quite a snort. All there is life flowing in and flowing every moment without any effort on your part. And there's not any part of it that's out of order at any time. You can't control it. You cannot control it at all. So drop the person. I'm giving you a key here. Drop the person that questions or judges or has expectations, and you'll be miles ahead of everyone. Because that's where it's all coming from, is up here in this false identity that we have of ourselves. Thinking that we're someone that's got to navigate through this world. Okay, just drop it all. Spontaneous life comes and it starts flowing and it starts directing you and guiding you. And it's, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful feeling. And maybe we could even say you get an RV with a driver. And spontaneous life is the driver. Wow, that was good. That just come up just now. Isn't that cool? Spontaneous life has a driver, and it ain't you. Huh? Whew. Here's Bruce again. Jeez, Bruce, you're crowding me out tonight. Again, I couldn't believe he wrote this. The timing of it is just so beautiful. He said, many suffer from depression, from the expectations of how things should be, a picture painted by the desire to be God. Now, what does the desire to be God mean? It just means trying to control. That's all it means, wanting to control. Dean says it every day 100 times. So if you want to learn about this, get on Dino's Facebook page. Bruce says it quite a bit too. So what is it that creates this depression that's surrounded by your expectations? Well, worry, fear. It starts to create an environment of control. Somehow thinking, we've got free choice in the matter. It's the hugest killer of peace there is to believe that there's a you that can control. It's a huge killer of peace. Because it gets so screwed up, and then you start judging yourself and condemning yourself, and you start spinning, and you think, well, why didn't I do this, and why didn't I do that? And at the end of tonight, I'm going to play you a small, short video that this dear lady sent me, Connie from Muji. I got to play it. You sent it to me. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
You did. And it's, I couldn't believe it. I'm going, oh my gosh, Connie's stepping on my message. Because it fits in so perfect with what I'm talking about. And at the end, I'm going to turn this around and we're going to watch it. And it's just unbelievable. And I love Muji. I don't believe everything he says, but again, there's just don't worry about the stuff you don't agree with. Just wait for a nugget and it'll show up. I'm telling you, there's nuggets all over the place. You can find them reading a magazine. If you're listening, so I can tell you myself what it's like to really live in this. I'm not any different than you, okay? People think I'm enlightened, and it's just not true. It isn't true. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow quite a bit. The reason I'm not enlightened is because I know there's no me to be enlightened. Okay? I rest in that. There's no puffed up head here, I'm telling you. He's enlightened. You know, I hear people complaining about there out there on Facebook. Well, they're enlightened and blah, 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 blah. Well, they don't know anything about what real enlightenment is. Because no one can be enlightened because there is no one. Whew. Mind blower. We'll get into that more tomorrow afternoon. It'll make more sense to you. But it makes everybody equal, doesn't it? I'm not special. I'm not any different than anyone. There is no you. But until you die to that sense of separation, you will never begin to live in peace. Life isn't about you. It's not about you. All there is life. And it's happening. It's happening. Exactly. When you start to personalize it, you begin to suffer. You're looking for reasons all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Off we go. Gnashing of teeth, straight into hell. That's what hell is, a place where there's gnashing of teeth, okay? Dino. Here we go. It's our first quote from Dino. Hello, Dino. We love you. You will never know who you are until that matters no more.
Yeah.
I just said the same thing. Isn't that beautiful? You will never know who you are until it doesn't matter anymore. We're exploding a lot of fireworks off tonight, huh? Huh? I love to blow up stuff. I'm telling you. And mines are my most favorite thing to blow up. Okay. So until you die to this sense of separation, Ann and I were talking about it before. This is why we can't have a God. There can't be a you and a God somewhere. There's nothing more dualistic than that. It's dualism. There isn't a you or a God. All there is this life. All there is this spontaneous energy that's flowing. And To say it's eternal is an insult. It has no concept of time. It's just always every moment. All the time. It's where everything is flowing from. Everything. All the time. It's flowing. So you never know who you are until it doesn't matter anymore. I've really discovered what it's like to live there without a desire for tomorrow, because it's depressing to live there. It's a crapshoot. So what happens to me doesn't matter anymore. I'm telling you, it just doesn't matter. What a relief to not take things personally and to be grateful and thankful no matter what comes to my plate, yeah. Right? Just to be grateful. Yeah. Always a sense of gratefulness. And I was reading one book the other day, and the guy was talking about how suffering can create gratitude, thankfulness. It's a death for sure, because you've got to disappear. And Nisargadatta Maharaji comes again and says, the real never dies, the unreal never lived. So that's the definition of death that's talked about when you're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's trying to live a life that's not even real. And it's frustrating, guys. It's very frustrating. So in closing, I'd love to get together, and I love the fellowship, and I love to see all of you guys, but we're not really getting together to fellowship and to eat food. That's really not why we're getting together. It's not why I want us to get together. And if we could just take the time this weekend to turn off our news, please, please, just try it for this weekend. And just rest in what we're hearing. Leave your world behind and all your opinions about stuff. I'm not interested in it. And there might be people here that are really hearing this, and they don't want to hear it either, okay? That's really one of the reasons why I say I don't like interruptions, because I don't know where everybody's at. And they might really be hearing this. There might be something happening right now, and then there's a disruption, you know, and it can affect it. So let's be sensitive to each other where everyone's at. Let's just leave your world. Wait for it'll be there for you Tuesday if you want to go back and get it. Okay? But let's just leave it for this weekend and let's share with each other about what it means to you to know there's nothing out of order. What does that mean? Because it'll speak to you. You know, let's share that together, okay? Can we do that, please? It's not a rule. I just think it's a great suggestion. And so nothing's out of order. It's not something you can believe, okay? So stop trying, please. Stop trying to justify it in your mind because it will never happen. This mind only can process right and wrong, guys. That's all it knows how to do. It's just a computer. Okay? So you're not going to find it there. You won't find anything that I've said to you tonight that makes sense to the mind. Okay? In 1,000 years, you'll never have peace in your mind. Or be able to reconcile it in any way. It just can't be done. It's beyond understanding, isn't it? It's really beyond understanding. I can tell you that there's a joy of living that begins to rise up that will produce this thankfulness in you. And it's where it all began for me. And so I just really want... It really just talked to me about letting go to the risk of spontaneous life. Just letting go and trying it. And that's what Moji's going to talk about. So can we try that this weekend? And what I want to do is I'm going to turn this around and hit this video and going to play it to you. You don't necessarily have to see it, but you can hear it. And so I'm going to get this on, and I think David or someone's going to come in, and then I'm going to go out there and zoom the camera in.
Mm-hmm. This thing is happening and why you can't do this and you're trying to do this and why is the mind so strong and all of this thing. I'm going to give you something today. Give you something powerful today. It's nothing. All of this should be your mantra. Your mantra should be. Whenever something, whatever is coming up in your mind, it's rubbish. It's nothing. It has no contribution to anything. We have grown up too much with the junk food of this kind of culture, of thinking too much about life, what we're going to do, and we're going to... It's nothing. It has never contributed anything here. None of this has ever done it. Okay? Give peace a chance. Give emptiness a chance. You have never done this. Everything that comes in here, your mantra from Moji is nothing. It's nothing, nothing, nothing. It's like somebody coming and serving you a plate of shit, basically. Some give to you. Please think about it. It's really good. It's got good nutrients. It's nothing. It's nothing, 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 nothing. Keep a little space of emptiness inside your heart. Don't refuse all of this thing. Try it. Try it. I am with you. Try it. Okay? Even you don't need me with you. My words in your heart is enough, me with you. just keep disregarding. Whatever the mind is wanting to come and tell you, it's a better idea, this will be better for you, this is a better advantage, you'll get this, it's rubbish, nothing, nothing, nothing. How can I save my marriage? What can I do for my children? I'm worried. It's a nothing, 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 nothing. Okay? That's not what the Creator gave to you as a gift. He gave this to you as an opportunity to use and to discern with your mind. But it's all clogged up. It's all claustrophobic now. It's too late to go on with more. It's nothing, 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 nothing. Okay? Be empty and be nothing for a while. And you tell me, okay? You go today with nothing. Okay, you have to do your shop, you have to eat. 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 That's also nothing, but eat. Okay? But don't talk about, yes, and the calories of this, and where am I going to do on this worrying tent? There's nothing, 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 okay? Do this for one day, and tell me if at the end of the day, if you have suffered one thing at all. In fact, it will be so much different for you, okay? I'm not going to tell you what is going to be different. I would like you to share with me what has happened to you. Not just share, live it, be it. This is something that is not a practice. It's a nothing practice that gives you nothing and leave you as everything. Empty, joyful, complete. Okay? This is my offering to you today. Namaste. Enjoy a little. Bye.
Thank you. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the infamous Gary Sigler. So see you at 10.